Hi guys and welcome to the Veg Grow Podcast. This is episode 75 titled Preserving Fruit and it's the 1st of August 2016. Firstly, if you hear any tapping in, what have you in the noise, it's rain. Now we finally got rain, dare I say it. Anyway, coming up today, a few updates on the plots and then I'm going to discuss how I like to preserve soft fruits such as raspberries and blueberries. So let's start down on the allotment, of which I was down there yesterday, the only time I managed to get there all week due to work and what have you. Mainly I was concentrating on weeding again, especially around the glabe artichokes, as that was where full of bindweed. The glabe artichokes themselves had a stake in order to keep them from going over onto the neighbour's plot. I followed this by putting over some netting over the brassica bed. This was in place of the cane frame I had made, which I've discussed on previous podcasts. And that's because the cane frame was not very good at all. It was very flimsy. The new netting I purchased was from Wilkinson's. It's normally £12. I got them for £3 each because end of season. They filled up small and held in place in tent pegs. On this week's YouTube video, I filmed them in place, so keep an eye out on that. I then harvested some more onions. These have bulked up really nicely now and are of a reasonable size. I've also harvested all the remaining garlic, which the rest was just poor bulbs, not worth it. Well, I say not worth it, but hey. But it's always next year, so as I always say. I harvested a few more raspberries and the last of the gooseberries, which it's been a good year for gooseberries, I have to admit. I've also hoed under the gooseberry bush again. The soil there was a little dry and hard, but a sharp hoe did manage to cut any weeds off, and a good water will sort it all out. I've also harvested the first of the French beans, and they're a reasonable size. Not very many, but very, very tasty. Now, back home, well, as I record this show, it's raining, of which I'm glad for. Let's hope it keeps up all night, if I'm honest, as my water butts are getting empty and I need them full, so I don't have to start using tap water. I've had a bit of a tidy up in the potting shed, throwing away rubbish and finding space to place things, especially where I have the onions and garlic drying in there, of which, by the way, they're drying really nicely, and in fact we've started using some in the kitchen. We're currently harvesting lots of raspberries from home every few days, and I mean a good punnet full every few days. That's really good, plenty for smoothies and eating, and also some for the freezer. I've also planted a melon plant in a veg patch in a bottomless pot, as I've discussed before. This melon plant I brought in already grown, and so far it seems to be growing well with a good watering in. We should see if it manages to fruit though, of course. In the potting shed, I've actually put the watermelons into bigger pots in order to grow them on, and they seem to be growing better in here rather than the greenhouse. Okay, so that's about it with the updates. So let's discuss preserving soft fruits. Now when I say soft fruits, I mean fruits like raspberries and blueberries, not so much tomatoes or salad fruits, which I will discuss on another podcast. Okay, my first way of preserving them is freezing. Very simple method really, just simply put them in a pot or bag and freeze them in large quantities. But that way it does let fruit stick to each other, so a way to avoid this is to, in the first place, put the fruit on top of a baking paper on top of a baking tray. The fruit should be touching, spread them out nice and evenly, and then place this in a freezer for a few hours. Once they're fully frozen, just simply put them in the pot or bag in the freezer ready for use. And as long as they don't defrost or anything, they will stay frozen singly. My next method is dehydrating. Simply placing the fruit in a dehydrator is the only way I do this method, as solar or any other method. It's just not strong enough in my part of the world. It's not hot enough. Dehydrating has interesting results, which can be used on fruit as it can change the sugars in fruit. But that being said, this method does keep most of the nutrients found in the fruit, so it is a healthy snack in many ways. As with all methods, it's worth experimenting to get this right, but if I use blueberries, for example, I'll place the blueberries in the dehydrator and turn it on and keep a close eye on it. But between 4 to 6 hours, it'll be ready when the fruit is dry but flexible or chewy. Now, next one is one of my favourite things to do with fruit is jam, and it's easy to do with no special equipment really needed, but worth investing in. Jam forms when sugar and pectin reach a temperature that they become jelly-like. That's about 105 degrees C. Not all fruits have enough pectin in them. A good example for this is strawberries, which are quite low in pectin. There are always ways to work out how much pectin is in fruit, but to be honest, I just look it up online to find out. If the fruit I'm using is low in pectin, I generally use a sugar with added pectin. I have in the past used pectin in a bottle. But I found the sugar way of added pectin works best. The first jam I ever made was a raspberry jam, and I simply took 500 grams of raspberries, added 500 grams of sugar, popped them on a hob on a low heat until it started to soften. Then I turned the heat up to get a rolling boil for about 5 minutes. And then I bottled it into clean sterilised jars and left to cool. It really is that simple. Another method for preserving is to make a chutney from fruit. It can make some interesting chutneys. The mix of vinegar, sugar and fruit can make some very, very tasty chutney. Again, it's worth experimenting and testing things, and how raspberry chutney or some or testing things out. I mean, examples would be a raspberry chutney or a summer fruit chutney. Okay, so that's the methods of preserving fruits. I didn't go too much into chutneys, as I have future podcasts on this method, and I want to save something back for them. Although this is quite a short podcast looking at the time today. I've just gone past the 7 minute mark, so yeah. So thank you for listening to this again this week. I hope you found it interesting. If you would like to add anything, let me know in the comments. We shall discuss them further. And as always, please visit the website and join in with the community. And so until the next podcast, thank you for your time.